It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
For Zy Alexander, maybe early day three, I think I could see something like that. I think if you double dip or if you miss out on your dudes, he's somebody who I think brings a very high floor. I don't necessarily know if the lack of athletic traits is going to limit the ceiling, but Azurite Thomas is someone who I think that at 30, if you don't have things go the way you want to go or in the second round, I think that the Bills could, especially if they're going to lean into more man principles, if they're going to lean into more press in 2025.
That was Bruce Nolan, who kicked off the show with us here on Sports Talk Saturday. Talking about LSU corner Zy Alexander as a nice little later or middle edge prospect to say for cornerback, as well as Azurite Thomas, the corner out of Florida State. A couple of players that we talked about and plenty more. If you want to listen to that conversation, well, that'll be on our website at WGR550.com and on the Odyssey app. Derek Kramer here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday, and I've got great news for all of the people that love their brain rot. I think we need to get ourselves back into a beautiful, wonderful mock draft simulator with the music. Why? Because, you know, it's always great to do a mock draft simulator every weekend, allowing us to keep ourselves familiar with prospects that'll be hanging around at the position that the Bills will be drafting at. And there it is.
Sorry, took
mock draft simulator. As the Bills are going to pick 30, I first off have decided to use a new engine. The ESPN mock draft machine does seem to be pretty nice. I don't have to pay extra for it if I want to make trades as well, by the way. So that's another one as well. I do think, though, that there is plenty of opportunity, though, for the Bills with their selection. Who are players that should be available? Who are players that you can go ahead and look at for being around there at pick 30? So, we run a mock draft simulator here. Malachi Starks going at 21, Nick Amonwori going at 23, so my dreams at safety mostly get dashed within the first round. And it's more about the players, not the position. I know that safety is not typically a position that you get a lot of investment in. But at the same time, if the position gets overvalued like that, it helps kind of bring some things down. Three quarterbacks going within the first round, by the way. The Seahawks would be taking Jackson Dart, even though they signed Sam Darnold. All right, come on now. Come on, ESPN, be better than that. So what the Bills going to get at 30? Well, let's see what we got here. Donovan Azuraku is there, the edge rusher from Boston College. So I do love that idea. Matthew Golden out of Texas at wide receiver. That sounds like one of the more popular ideas for the Bills at pick 30 would be a player like Matthew Golden. Maxwell Hairston and Ezra Thomas at cornerback for the Bills, projected to be available over here in this mock draft. Kenneth Grant, the D-tackle out of Michigan as well. So there's plenty of great options here that I don't know if you can be mad at when it comes to the Bills at pick 30 here. I'm going to roll with the edge rusher from Boston College and in Azuraku for the Bills at pick 30. Why? Because pass rush is good. Bruce Nolan saying that he's bendy, a player that can really get around the edge and frustrate a lot of players. Ezra Thomas going 35, Kenneth Grant 36. I do think it's going to be very interesting that a lot of the players that we are starting to recognize, learn, and love, it's going to be tough when you see a lot of them going immediately and right away within the second round. But are we hanging out at 56? I see Benjamin Morrison here, cornerback out of Notre Dame, a player that he would have probably top 20 consideration if not for the fact that he suffered an injury and missed most of the year last year. I think he's the complete package. I've bought in on a player like Morrison here, and I do think that that's going to be a player that I would love for the Bills to select, especially at pick 56. We go ahead and we get to 62. Still plenty of options. There's a lot that you can still do with this sort of thing, and I do like the idea of an Alfred Collins here in the second round. Collins is, as Bruce and I talked about, he's a space eater, but he's also a guy that he's dismissive, Bruce called him. If he doesn't want an offensive lineman in his way, he's going to try to do everything he can to get rid of you. I do like the idea of Alfred Collins here for the Bills as well. So that would mean an edge rusher, a corner, and a D-tackle for the Bills within rounds one and round two. If you get three new young cornerstones for a defense within your first two rounds, you're doing a great job, especially with a team that could use a little bit more of youth and longevity within their defense, especially at pass rusher. Pairing him with Greg Rousseau would be a great idea. The only thing is that, yeah, there's a problem with safety at that point for me. If the Bills aren't able to get themselves a capable player on the back end, well, that's going to hurt a little bit. But I also know that it's not the highest priority on their list. They can survive another year with the trio of Cole Bishop, Taylor Rapp, and DeMar Hamlin. We'll see what happens there. But mostly, I want to get them, I want to see the Bills get themselves that defensive line combo. Yeah, you signed Joey Bosa, but it's for 1 year. You get yourself another edge rusher that you can rotate in there? Yes, please. Get yourself a space eater so that you can free up Ed Oliver. You could free up Joey Bosa. You could free up Greg Rousseau. It gives opportunities. Because what's the greatest way to help out an ailing secondary? It's helping out your defensive line and stacking it, causing time to throw to be more of an issue. Especially if you're going to want to play more man coverage, you need that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But that's pretty much where we're at this point. We run ourselves a mock draft simulator. And again, I'm thinking in round two, Benjamin Morrison is a player that people should start to really familiarize themselves with. Either him or Iowa State's Darian Porter. Because, like, yeah, there's going to be players like a Maxwell Harrison or Ezra Thomas. They're fringe first-round guys. And if the Bills don't get a player like that, we need to start familiarizing ourselves with players in round two that could be readily available. Siobhan Revell is another one of those guys, a fringe guy. First-rounder, second-rounder, who knows where he's going to end up sitting at. And typically players like that are going to be taken early in the second round where the Bills are kind of powerless to stop that. They have a lot of picks, but it will cost a lot of picks to make trades with drastic range to them. Moving up, for example, like 8 or 9 picks in the first round, that's not really going to, from everything that it seems to be, I don't know if it's going to cost an arm and a leg, but I do think that it's not going to help. But this year, luckily enough, there's not going to be an insane run on quarterbacks to where teams are going to be more willing to wheel and deal. But there you go. That's your weekly version of a mock draft simulator for you on Sports Talk Saturday. Learn them. Love them. Benjamin Morrison, Alfred Collins, Josiah Stewart in round two. Xavier Watts is probably going to be a guy that the Bills would be trading out of the first round, and that would be a great player for them to acquire at that point. I think Watts is screaming early round two. And if the Bills have to get aggressive to jump up and get him, it would cost a decent amount to do so. Kevin Winston Jr. is a guy that I think that the Bills would love to have, because he wouldn't have to play right away. And then you can look at a long-term duo of Cole Bishop and Winston on the back end. Benjamin Morrison, like I said, he should be a top 20 guy. I'm buying in on Nate's Notre Dame bias this year because their defense is that disgusting. To have Xavier Watts and Benjamin Morrison within that secondary was a special thing for them to have. That's why they became legitimate contenders. But yeah, when it comes to round two, I'd look at players like Morrison or Darian Porter or maybe even Trey Amos if he slips. Harrison's probably going to go early round two. Ezra Thomas, probably the same thing. If he doesn't make round one, he's going to make early round two. Siobhan Revell, same thing. If the Bills don't get any of these three corners or they think that they can get someone later on, there are plenty of names that you can end up remembering at that point. As a Raku from Boston College, Bruce talked me into it. He was already on my list of players that they could be looking at if they were to trade down from round one. But hey, sometimes you get sold on a player. Sometimes you talk to people and you get a different opinion. I still like a player like Shamar Stewart. I think that he's very good. James Pierce is a player that if he falls would be fascinating athletically to go ahead and grab. And at safety, of course, I've mentioned Malachi Starks, Nick Emmanuori. But man, to have someone say that he's the Tremaine Edmonds of safeties, oh, that's kind of hurtful. Not, like you said, it was in the good ways and in the bad ways. For me, that's, that means he's not going to make enough plays. That's what that translates to. Like, he should make enough plays. Athletically, he has the profile. But what do you think? How much improvement should the Bills make defensively for you to feel comfortable with the draft? How many picks should the Bills pour into their defense? Of the 10 that they have available, what do you go away happy with? I think at least half of your draft class has to be defense. I doubt that they make all 10 picks, so I'm not going to say that it needs to be six defensive players. But I should comfortably be able to say four or five in a draft class of seven or eight. Mostly because I see a defense that really showed some weaknesses last year. This was the defense that allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to score 30 points for the first time all year. And that offense was, compared to their usual standards, relatively anemic for past Chiefs offenses. But if you can at least collect some talent, then you might be able to point to, okay, do they really have something that they have to truly alter within the scheme? But football still, yes, it's leaning toward offense. But you do still need to have a team component here on defense. You do need to still have the other side of the football capable of slowing another team down. And throughout that Kansas City game, plenty of times you're looking at each other, or you're looking at anyone that's willing to listen and go, I'm scared that the defense isn't going to keep going. I need to ask for one stop. Is that hard to ask? In certain games, it was this year. You look at LA, you look at Detroit. They had to make at least one stop in order to win or lose those games. Granted, the overall difference from the LA game was a blocked punt, but still, the defense was getting shredded by LA. They get shredded by Detroit as they mount a furious comeback, but the Bills made some stops early in that game. But if the offense wasn't perfect, it's a different tale. If the offense wasn't run by an MVP quarterback, it's a different story. And the AFC East isn't going to be that pathetic again. Mostly because it's hard to be. He says while watching the Patriots dominate the division for nearly two decades. But I need the Bills to continue improving their defensive front, collect talent. Why? Because Josh Allen is capable of elevating on offense. That doesn't mean you don't help him entirely. I just look at it as a lower priority. That lower priority has to do with the fact that I've seen Josh Allen now do well without a better roster. I've seen the Bills defense fold at times when they had, on paper, the better unit. .503/.550 is the number to call. How many picks do you need the Bills to invest on defense for you to walk away happy? And if you've got some favorite names, well, I'd love to hear them. You guys are hearing me spew out names left and right here. If you've got names, bring them to the table. We'll get connected to our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Brandon in Batavia. Brandon, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
You there?
Yeah, what you got? Brandon, going twice.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go.
I just wanted to comment on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And just say how I thought Philadelphia really set the blueprint or made the blueprint for how to stop Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes with their heavy front four. And I think the Bills' front four has been kind of disappointing in the last couple of years. So I'm hoping that they can improve on their front four on the defensive side of the ball and get more pressure up the middle when they play Kansas City or some of these top-tier teams.
Brandon, I appreciate the call. And I will point out, throughout the season, Philadelphia had less sacks than Buffalo. But it's as you mentioned, Brandon, it was kind of a blueprint game of sorts. They were creating pressures up the middle. And that's where Zach and I looked at each other this offseason and said, defensive tackle, that's the way we got to invest heavily in this, right? It's got to be. And that's pretty much where we're at this point. Invest a high pick in round one or round two. I'm not picky. I don't need it to be the team's first pick. But I do need it to be within the first two rounds. And if you get that, with the depth of the defensive tackle class, you're getting a starter. This D-tackle class is that good that if you just use any of your first three picks on one of them, you're probably getting a starter. You find a guy who's the right fit, a fierce one-tech defensive tackle, you get him in there, and you make it right. You create space for Ed Oliver, who then can use his aggression in his favor. You get a space eater like this to free up Terrell Bernard. You add a pass rusher because it's also a good draft for that, because Joey Bosa's only on a one-year deal. You look like you need some help at corner. Definitely invest in that. Go away happy this year. Satisfied that you helped your defense and that roster help them make more of a difference. The only way you can combat how the league has trended is collect the talent. Put it together. And then, for once, be able to have an opportunity to go, all right, we got an equalizer here. Because over the past few years, Kansas City's defense has been why they've made it to the Super Bowl. Kansas City's defense is the reason that teams have slowed down against them, especially last year. Kansas City loses all of two football games, technically one, in the regular season because their defense is playing on an otherworldly level. Kansas City had not scored 30 points all year. Over 30 points all year, I should say. And in the playoffs, it was the same miserable football that you were watching from the Chiefs. They figured it out. The Bills need to have that figured out too. We'll move on to the other side here. Coming back, we'll talk with Trevor Howard as the Buffalo Bandits are in action tonight with an opportunity to stop a skid, staying in control, and try to keep the inside track on the first overall seed in the NLL. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on the other side. You're listening to WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.